This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Tonight on the University of Arkansas campus, author and media critic Jack G. Shaheen will present American Images of the Middle East, Problems and Prospects. It takes place at 7 in Giffels Auditorium inside Old Main on the U of A campus. Last night, there was a screening and discussion of his documentary, Real Bad Arabs. Real as in R-E-E-L, as in the movie portrayals of Arabs in American movies. This morning, I talked to him inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio and asked him about his research that has resulted in both the documentary and books about portrayals of Arabs. And he told me that there is a pattern that's developed over decades.
Anytime you have a stereotype, you have to have fixed images that don't change of any group. And with Arabs, just like with Native Americans, Asians, Jews, if you're going to vilify them, you take the same images and you repeat them over and over again, not only in the cinema, but on television shows, in comic books, you name it, toys and games. So you take the sheikh, you know, the sort of oversex sheikh with too much money, the Bedouin bandit, the terrorist, the boisterous bargainer in the souk who says, I give you good price, and then he raises it several hundred dollars to try and cheat you. And then with women, the same thing. They're either buxom belly dancers that no one wants. They're clad in black from head to toe. I call them bundles in black. They're terrorists, or they're submissive. And normally they don't speak. They're mute. And so you combine those, you set it in sort of a primitive environment, namely the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You exclude family, because if they have children and if they're happily married, you can't vilify them. And what's interesting about this formula, I mean, Goebbels said it years ago, back in the 30s, in order for this to be effective, you repeat the same images over and over and over again. And what I found in watching those nearly 1,200 films, the second edition, I found even more. I keep finding them, unfortunately, and they're there. There's very little variation.
It starts actually before, but Rudolf Valentino.
Right, even before Valentino.
Even before that.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I think, you know, in the early days, we sort of vilified anyone that wasn't Lily White. Right. We picked on the Asian, you know, the black, the Hispanic. I mean, they were all foreigners. Mm-hmm. We just sort of went after them. And then gradually, as we began to unlearn our prejudices of those other groups, you know, the civil rights movement, the incarceration of Japanese Americans, the Holocaust with Jews. I mean, all of these things, we became aware that cowboy and Indian films were no longer acceptable, although we still couldn't cast a Native American as Tonto. You know, it had to be
Johnny Depp. Yeah.
So I boycotted the film.
Well, you and just about the entire
and good for us, you know. And these things, but what happened is as we began to sort of grow up, we stuck with this image of Arabs and Muslims, and then we began to embellish it. And it's been with us now for more than a century, and it doesn't seem, actually in many ways, it's gotten worse, because now it's not so much the wealthy sheikh, it is primarily the image of the terrorist. And of course, events, you know, 9/11, the Boston bombing, Major Hassan down in Texas. We've taken these events. I think they're special interest groups like the Clarion Fund and people like Daniel Pipes and Daniel Horowitz. You know, they have a political agenda. You can vilify a Muslim or an Arab, even an American Muslim or an American Arab, if you're running for public office and get money.
You mention events, and you actually, you know, go back to the mid-70s and the oil embargo. And,
right.
And the movie Network.
Yes.
An Oscar winner.
Yes.
You know. I hadn't seen that movie in a couple of decades, and then there's a clip in the documentary. I had forgotten that Peter Finch's character, Howard
Beale,
one of his big rants to get people angry is to yell at Arabs and Saudi Arabians buying up America.
Right. Not only that, everyone says stop it and that sale does not go through. What's interesting is Chayefsky, if you do any research on Chayefsky's feelings about Arabs,
you'll understand. And he was the screenwriter.
Yeah, he won an Academy Award for Best Screenplay.
Yeah.
I mean, he won an Academy Award for that. Of course, it's a terrific comment, as I say in the documentary. It's one of my favorite films, except, and that's a major exception, the ranting against Arabs. It's not against anyone else except Arabs.
And that's interesting because it's one thing if you see a movie like Harum Scarum,
right,
which you don't take seriously, or The Happy Hooker Goes to Washington.
Yes.
I mean,
these
you
are light.
Don't expect.
No.
But to see then Network.
A major.
Or perhaps one of the most egregious examples is Father of the Bride 2,
yes,
with Steve Martin.
Right.
I think it's Eugene Levy.
Yes.
The comic actor plays a wealthy.
Mr. Habib.
And it's offensive.
Yeah, it's Disney.
It's minstrel.
Yeah, it's Disney. Disney has a horrific track record when it comes to the vilification of Arabs.
I'm not trying to make you connect dots with a line that doesn't exist, so you can just dismiss this if you want. But this past weekend, a woman born in Syracuse, New York, won Miss America.
Right.
She happened to have Indian heritage.
Right.
I don't know if you saw some of the comments that were on Twitter of people from around the country who showed incredible ignorance towards culture and geography, but there were some horrible things said, as if she was Muslim, and as if that would be wrong that she was Miss America. I mean, these Hollywood vilifications have not helped people understand people of different cultures, have they?
No, and we need more of it, and I think it's coming. There have been some great Hollywood films that have helped. I can't think of the one with Denzel Washington who marries a girl from India. It goes way, way, way back. That was absolutely brilliant. But it was back in the 80s, I think. And I'm sorry I can't come up with the title. But it's also, I think, there is a lack of what I would – there is I don't know the people who tweeted, okay? I just think there are certain Americans, unfortunately, for better or worse, that are prejudiced against anyone, a person of color. And they don't distinguish, you know, India, you know, you're black, you're Indian, you're Arab, you're Sikh. I mean, the first victims after 9/11 were Sikhs, you know, perceived as Arabs. And I think what's so sad is that what should have happened after that is there should have been some strong rhetoric. There should have been some very strong rhetoric addressing this. I mean, if I were with a major network, I'd have done a segment on it. Not a soundbite, a segment. But, you know, where is news today? I mean, no, really,
yeah.
It's sad. I mean, that's a terrific story. And it's still viable. And I think it's extremely important. I was not surprised. When I, 2 years ago, when Turner Classic Movies asked me to do this series on Arab images in the cinema, we did about 36 films during the month of July. There were individuals that had an agenda that went after me on TCM website. I couldn't look at it anymore. Some of the most hateful things you could ever imagine. Fortunately, the people at TCM dismissed it. They said, well, we know about these people. And they looked at the entire picture, you know. But I couldn't, you know, they would write, and Shaheen's coming on tonight, and blickety-blank, blickety-blank, that blickety-blank. And then a film scholar in Washington, D.C. writes to me, you're not sympathetic toward Muslims, are you? You know, this is a first-rate scholar. I'm first-rate in every way. So I think the fact that we have failed to acknowledge vocally these prejudices, these built-in prejudices, permits this kind of thing to happen to Miss America and others of people of color. And until such time that we can get our act together and start speaking out, not in an angry way, but in a normal sort of rational manner, and not where people are shouting on one another like on Fox and CNN, you know, who shouts the loudest makes their point clear. We have to have a good discussion about it.
That is Jack G. Shaheen. He is the author of several books, including Nuclear War Films, Arab and Muslim Stereotyping in American Popular Culture, The TV Arab, and his book Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies a People. He's also the subject of a documentary called Real Bad Arabs. Again, that's spelled R-E-E-L. There will be a longer conversation with him next month on Ozarks at Large when he talks about why he is optimistic that the portrayals might change. And by the way, he will be presenting a lecture tonight, American Images of the Middle East, Problems and Prospects. That's 7 o'clock tonight in Giffel's Auditorium in Old Main on the University of Arkansas campus. It's free and open to the public. I talked with him earlier this morning inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio at KUAF.